Are you at Randwick with Dave Stanley, my friend?
Yeah, Dave got me out of bed nice and early this morning, did the trek across the city, and we've made it to Randwick on what's probably a pretty gloomy morning, but look, the rain's hopefully staying away. It seemed a bit wet around the place, so maybe we got a shower this morning. I'm not 100% sure, but what we're working on, we know for the weekend's going to be a heavy track.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how heavy, and I guess we'll be listening to Andrew Bensley in the morning, mate, on Sky Sports Radio to find out exactly about the scratchings currently. You know, you got Santa and Elaine, unfortunately, going to be missing, but sunlight's still there.
Yeah, there's a couple of others, isn't there, that are a question mark over at this stage. I guess the question that's been floating around on social media a lot this week is the Classique Legend. We know he's backed into favouritism now. Is he a false favourite in the race? I'm a massive, massive fan of Classique Legend. I think he's a rising star, but I probably have to agree with a lot of people to suggest he probably is a false favourite just at this early stage, only for the fact that he's first up, heavy track. He's a horse that improves as the prep goes on. He's from the Les Bridge Yard, and Les likes to let him improve as the races go. We know the Everest is still, you know, a month away, so he's still got plenty of time to get ready for that and to peak on that day. So with all that in mind, you've got horses like Red Zell Parada. They've had the run. I think he might be a little bit under the odds at this stage. I'm leaning the way of Parada over Red Zell in the shorts. I think they're the two with the race fitness. They're proven on wet ground. And I think the pattern of the day is going to tell a lot of which one of those might be the leading contender. Simply, you know, if it's playing towards the on pace, then Red Zell's going to be hard to run down. If you are getting to the middle of the track, as I expect it might play on the weekend, then Parada might be able to come with that wet sail as we saw the other day.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat with Greg Hipman, the trainer of Parada. I can't even believe he's going to be thinking of scratching Parada. I think those odds are the best odds I've seen a horse coming off a run like that, plus a horse that gets through the going.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I suppose it's all, you know, eggs in the basket at the end of the day to getting him 110% cherry ripe for the Everest. But at the same time, when you've got a horse that, you know, proven on wet ground at Randwick as well. We saw what he did in the Sydney Stakes last year. And, you know, his first up run was so impressive. Then you would think that he's going to be very hard to beat here on the weekend. He's probably going to have to go back again. He's got that wide draw to contend with, but providing the track's playing pretty fair, you think he's going to be flashing down the air side late.
Libertini, she's going to start odds on. She's odds on at the moment. Would you take that? Or would you look around for something at a bit better price, something like a Fun Star?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to take it, but I wouldn't steer people against if they do like her. I mean, she's a star, simple as that. You do have those little queries, heavy track. She was really good on a soft seven behind Bivouac, so she should get through it. But heavy track, 1,400 metres, drawn a touch awkwardly, so they might have to ride her to roll forward as well, and it just might leave her that little bit vulnerable the last 50 metres. But at the same time, no surprise at all to see if she just continues on her winning ways. She just has to run out the 1,400. If it was 1,200, she would just beat them again. I'm leaning the way of a horse called Flit for the Godolphin Yard. I was really taken by her first up run. They've held her back, waited, and I think out to 1,400 now. Lovely trial since. Has to get through the ground, but if she does, I think she's had 1,400 written all over her for a while. So looking forward, at around that $8.50 mark, I thought she was over the odds there in that race.
All right. You've given us a couple of leg-ups. Will we get your best bet and your best value for Randwick, mate? And then I'd ask you about the Newcastle Cup meeting today.
Yeah, well, the two for me, race 8, number 18, Supernova. I'm not sure, you know, whether he's going to Sydney or Melbourne, but if he comes to Sydney, I think he's going to be right in the finish. I loved his first up run over the mile. It was a slow run race out at the provincials. It was a proper race, though, a listed race. So, look, he's a horse that showed ability last preparation. I think he's come back that little bit better in his second prep in Australia. I think the wet track's no issue. I think he'll get to the outside. I don't know, he's not that well weighted under the conditions of this race, but I think around the $6, $5.50 mark, he'll be very hard to hold out late. The other one for me, race 5, number 7, Cascadian. I've got a lot of time for this Godolphin horse. He's heading towards an Epson or a Cantal. I'm not sure which way they're going at this stage. I think they're the options going forward. He probably has to win this to be right in the Epson some picture, but second up 1400, lovely trial. He's proven on wet ground overseas, and I just like the way he's tracking for a race like this. So they're the two main ones for me at Randwick. When it comes to Newcastle, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to have a good look today, but it looks a good meeting with obviously the Gold Cup and a few other listed and group events there as well. So good luck to the Newcastle Jockey Club. Hope it's a great day out, and I look forward to getting there later on today to cheer on my own horse in, I think it's race five.
Well, yep, are you going to tip it?
No, well, as I said on the program yesterday, someone backed it yesterday. It was 11 into $6, so I hope they're spot on. I can guarantee you that wasn't my money. I'm just a little bit concerned about the figures and the form around him, his first up win. But look, he won well. The trainer's very happy with him. That's what I can say here. And we'll be going there and cheering him on, hoping for the best.
Okay, that's Calipari, an $11 chance in race number six. Can you tell me why Colding won't win race five, the Cameron Handicap?
Well, he had no luck at all, did he?
None.
First up, I thought his run was super. I had him second pick here at Randwick tomorrow, so definitely right in the finish there, you'd have to imagine. He's just gone to a new level since being gelded last preparation, and should be right in the finish for sure.
Thank you very much for that, Brad.